弟兄姊妹，我要在这里带领我们做一个很简单的。I'm going to ask you to make a kind of response. 我想我们今天在这个时候领受罗牧师很好的信息哈。有两件事情我要跟我们弟兄姊妹讲，盼望我们每一个人真的在神的面前说我要回应。I want to say something about what Dr. Long had just said. Number one, I hope that all of us will respond. I think it is a very good challenge to all of us. 盼望我们真的是把我们的生命交在耶稣基督手中。I really hope that all of us can say, Lord, I want to give my life to you. 这是第一件事情。第二件事情，我发现我们教会有一个不好的习惯。对不起，我是牧师，我看到不好的习惯我一定要讲。这个不好的习惯就是我盼望我们能够悔改，就什么呢？做礼拜迟到。诶，奇怪了，我们去看医生，我们去看电影的都不会迟到，但是为什么来敬拜神会迟到？这是很不好的习惯，弟兄姊妹。The second thing that I began to worry about in our church, which is we always have a group of people who will be late. I think this is not a good habit. It is, you know, if we want to go to see a movie, or if we want to have an appointment with doctors, I think we will not delay. But how come we worship God and we will delay?There is something wrong inside of us. I think it is not right. I think we need to repent. If you can leave home 10 minutes earlier, that'll be okay. And some people even complain to me, say, Pastor, you are so cruel and you lock us outside. And I just want to remind you, because if you come late, you disturb the service here. So that's why I lock you up.And that's number two. And number two, you should know, someday, if Jesus comes again, and the door was shut, and say, you knock the door and say, open the door for me. Sorry. Jesus will not open the door for you. So, 在这里要告诉我们诸位哈，那种不好的习惯，求主帮助我们。那个不好的习惯是什么呢？做礼拜都会迟到，我们奇怪，我们跟神见面我们会迟到，我们跟神呢，跟律师或者跟医生 make appointment 都不会迟到。所以有人甚至跟我 complain， 跟我埋怨说，牧师你真的好残忍哦，我们迟到就关在外面不能进来做礼拜。我说你知道为什么吗？让我们有一个经验，就是有一天呢，耶稣如果来的把门关掉以后，你外面敲门，耶稣不会打开的哦。这个不是我说，是耶稣自己说的。所以求主帮助，求主帮助，让我们能够把这个坏习惯改掉，可以吗 ？Can we do that？ 求主帮助，弟兄姊妹，大家平安。昨天罗牧师刚到的时候，罗牧师马上打电话给他的太太。叫高牧师哈，罗牧师跟他的太太讲说 ：“We have two wounded tigers。”他牧师高牧师听不懂，他说：“我们有两只受伤的老虎在一起。”罗牧师跟我不知道怎么搞的，今天要讲到特别就身体不舒服，我的脚站不起来哈。所以让我们谦卑一点，所以我们就坐下来。 I think it is a way to make us humble, so that's why we need to sit down. 罗牧师的那个 kidney 不是他的膀胱啊的 kidney、不舒服了，不舒服。所以呢我们都不能够站久，所以呢请弟兄姊妹原谅我们坐着跟我们大家讲道，可以吗？好， 我们先欢迎罗牧师到我们当中，好，我们拍手欢迎他，可以吗？我刚开始的时候，我稍微来讲一下，我们今天要读的圣经。I think today we're going to read two very important passages. One will be from Matthew chapter 24, and another one will be from Acts. These two passages indicate about the work and the promise of Jesus Christ before he was ascended to heaven. 这两段圣经呢，是耶稣基督非常重要的话。耶稣基督在升天之前，他对我们的应许。所以我们盼望今天呢，用这两段圣经，罗牧师要讲一个很重要的主题。I think the sermon topic today is very important. Dr. Long is going to talk about what will be the signs of Jesus' return. 那今天要告诉我们，就是耶稣基督来之前，耶稣说我会再回来，耶稣必定会再回来，然后他要回来之前有什么记号，而且他盼望能够告诉我们跟我们现在有什么关系，然后我们基督徒要做什么。 I think it is very important that today Dr. Long is going to share with us about the importance of knowing what is the signs, what are the signs of Jesus Christ's coming, and then what should we prepare. 我想那是非常重要的事情，所以请我们一起来读两处的圣经。第一处的圣经是马太福音，我们来看马太福音24章。马太福音24章， I think the first passage is found from Matthew chapter 24， 然后我们从第三节，我们从第三节念到第十四节。 We're going to read Chinese first and then we will read together in English. 马太福音24章，这是耶稣基督提到他要来之前有一些很重要的记号。 Okay, I would like to ask you to be ready, and when Chinese finish reading, I would like to ask the English will join us. 马太福音24章从第三节念到第十四节。 Okay, ready, 我们一起来诵读。来，耶稣在橄榄上坐着，门徒暗暗的来说，请告诉我们，什么时候这些事你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？耶稣回答说，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们，因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人。你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声，总不要惊慌，因为这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有到。民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、地震，这都是灾难的起头。那时人要把你们陷在患难里，也要杀害你们，你们又要为我的名被万民恨恶。那时人必有许多人跌倒，也要彼此陷害恨恶，且有好些假先知起来迷惑多人，只因不法的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡了。唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万国做见证，然后末期才到。好，the second part I would like to ask English to read together, and I would like to ask Pastor Kevin to come over here to lead you to read.
Friends, we'll be reading from Matthew chapter 24, verse 3 to 14. If you have it in front, would you please read with me? Word of the Lord says this in Matthew 24:3. As he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the signs of your coming of the end of age?" And Jesus answered them, "See that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name saying, 'I am the Christ,' and they will lead many astray. And you will hear wars and rumors of war. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places, and all these are but the beginning of the birth pains. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. And because lawlessness will increase, the love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. And thanks be to God.
OK, 第二处的圣经是在《使徒行传》第四章。《使徒行传》是在新约圣经的第五本，新约圣经的前面四本叫做福音书，第五本叫做《使徒行传》。The second passage we're going to read is found from Acts chapter 4, verses 23 to 31.第四章《使徒行传》的第四章，我们从二十三节要念到三十一节。这段圣经很重要的一点就是，当时耶稣基督已经升天了，而且圣灵已经降在这个世界。当时他们出来传福音的时候，使徒们面对好多的挑战，甚至君王的迫害，但是他们并不惧怕，勇敢地继续传福音。所以这是一段非常重要的圣经哈。You know, this passage, the background is, when Jesus was ascended to heaven, and then the Holy Spirit arrived and fell upon every apostle. And then after that, they went out to preach. But unfortunately, they faced a lot of persecutions. Even some rulers and kings persecute them.But they did not withdraw, and they kept praying, and this is part of the way they pray. 这段圣经是非常重要的，就是耶稣基督的祷告，不，耶稣的门徒的祷告。我们从《使徒行传》第四章的二十三节念到三十一节，来，二人既被释放，就到会友那里去，把祭司长和长老所说的话都告诉他们，他们听见的就同心合意的高声向神说，主啊，你是造天地海和其中万物的，你曾借着圣灵托你仆人我们祖宗大卫的口说，外邦为何争闹，万民为何谋算虚妄的事，世上的君王一起来承载也聚集，要抵挡主并主的受膏者，希律和本丢比拉多外邦人和以色列人民果然在这城里聚集，要攻打你所膏的圣仆耶稣，成就你手和你意旨意所定必有的事。他们恐吓我们，现在求主鉴察，一面叫你仆人大放胆量讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事因着你圣仆耶稣的名行出来。祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
Acts chapter 4, verse 23 to 31. The word of the Lord says this, "When they were released, they went to their friends and reported what the chief priests and the elders had said to them. And when they heard it, they lifted their voices together to God and said, Sovereign Lord, who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything in them, who thought through the mouth of our father David, your servant, said by the Holy Spirit, Why did the Gentiles rage and the people plot in vain? And the kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed. For truly in this city there were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, to do whatever your hand and your plan had predestined to take place. And now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant to your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness, while you stretch out your hand to heal and the signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they prayed, the place in which they gathered together was shaken, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. 感谢主. Okay.
Well, let's pray first, okay?
好, 让我们一起来祷告.
Lord, we really do ask you to come and help us.
主, 我们真的是到你的施恩宝座前来，求你帮助我们。
Come Holy Spirit.
圣灵, 请你来。
Lead us and help to sound the word.
帮助我们, 让我们所讲的声音 能够听得清楚。
Come Holy Spirit.
圣灵, 请你来。
In the name of Jesus, Amen.
奉耶稣圣名, Amen.
Well, I feel like it says in the text that Jesus went and sat down at the Mount of Olives.
Yeah, 第一段圣经我们所读的那个马太福音是耶稣基督 有一次就在圣殿的橄榄山下面 耶稣坐下来 门徒来问耶稣。
And so that's what we're doing here. We're sitting down.
我们好像耶稣一样，就现在今天坐下来了。But
I'm a little bit embarrassed. 我有点不好意思。因为我忘记了穿袜子。Because I'm a little bit embarrassed because I forgot to put my socks on this morning.
他说，但是没有想到要坐下来的时候，发现我今天忘记穿袜子。
因为我以为我可以躲藏在那个讲台的下面。See, because now you can see how imperfect we are.
Yeah, 所以你可以看到我们多么的不完美。It's
wonderful to be here with you.
哇，很快乐能够跟我们大家在一起。And
I've known many of you for many years, and it's always a happy thing for me to come back here.
Yeah, 我跟我们大家认识了好几年，所以能够回来在我们当中，真的是一种喜乐。
And I'm happy that next month we're going to have a number of you come down to the Yesusandra, to the community of the cross in Black Mountain.
我们下一个月，我们的神学院有很多同学，还有弟兄姐妹。 会到耶稣山庄来参加灵修会。
I want to thank you, this congregation, for your prayers and your financial giving because we are building the community of the cross.
Yeah, 我们真的是非常感谢恩光教会还有弟兄姊妹们在这个教会里面的奉献还有为我们的祷告你们真的是给我们很大的支持 让我们在那里不但可以建立耶稣山庄，也借着我们在那边一起呢，可以为上帝的国度做更好的操练。
But the nice thing is, finally we've broken through many obstacles.
但是感谢主，我们在建立耶稣山庄的时候，那个耶稣山庄的名字。 叫做在英语里叫做the community of cross 我们面对好多的挑战跟困难但是我们现在逐一的都处理好了
Yeah, so thank you for your strong support and your love your donations everything so
谢谢你们的祷告而且支持还有奉献对我们来讲是非常重要
And most of all, a friendship for about 30 years here.
特别是罗牧师跟张牧师，我们大概有30年的友谊，一起同工，一起服侍神。
Well, the topic is about signs of the end times.
我们今天的主题就是，那个耶稣要来之前有什么记号？
Now, I look around and I see a lot of young people here.
我在这里看下来，看到我们当中有好多年轻人。
And I don't remember very well, but I imagine some of you who are younger.
Yeah, 我认识你们当中很多年轻人哈，特别记得你们还更年轻的时候。
He says it's great for you old guys, you old men, to talk about the end time.
我们很高兴，就是我们当中的长辈哈，从以前就很年轻的时候就一直在讲说耶稣要来的记号。
But the thing is that you're old. You've already lived your life.
但是呢，我们不要以为我们老了，我们好像。 这个生命那么长的过去了。But
you see, you're probably thinking, so it's okay for you to talk about Jesus is going to come back, we're going to have all these problems, and so forth.
我们可能会说，我耶稣要来了，很多事情会发生，我们会碰到这个困难，碰到那个问题。Yeah,
that's okay for you because you're over 70.
但是你们这样讲可以，因为你已经超过70岁了。
But I'm only 25.
但是我只有25岁而已呢。
I've got my whole life in front of me.
我还有好长的生命要走呢。你怎么告诉我说世界那么多问题？
So, am I telling you the truth? Is this not an issue for you?
我要问一下，这个是不是你们当中的一个问题呢？
Okay, maybe a few.
可能有几位哈。
But I really want to talk about. What, first off, what are the signs that Jesus may be returning soon?
我在这里要跟我们大家一起分享，就是耶稣很快来，可能很快来，有什么我们现在可以看得到的记号呢？
Well, first off, there are some very positive signs.
第一个。 我要跟我们讲的就是非常积极正面方正面的那个记号。
Okay, and there are also some negative things like what we read about wars and rumors of wars.
当然，但是还有像耶稣在这里所说的那个不好的记号，比如说战争啊，或者听到战争的声音啊。Well,
the positive signs or the good news, the good part.
好的方面的。 积极正面的,
is that there are two great streams of God's work in the world.
你可以说上帝在这个世界有两个很重要的主流的运行在走。
Okay, these two streams began after Jesus ascended into heaven.
这两个主流呢，是耶稣升天以后就开始了。
And he poured out the Holy Spirit on his first disciples.
第一个就是圣灵大大的浇灌在耶稣的门徒上面。
Okay, and in Acts chapter 1, verses 4 through 8.
比如说在使徒行传第一章的第四节到第八节就这样讲。
Okay, the first movement of what God is doing in the world is he says, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
第一个就是耶稣基督的应许，耶稣说：“你们要领受圣灵，被圣灵充满。”Okay,
and the disciples say, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?"
当时呢，耶稣问他的门徒说：“主啊，你是不是在这个时候要复兴以色列国啊？”Okay,
and Jesus doesn't say he's not going to restore the kingdom to Israel.
耶稣并没有说。 没有要复兴以色列国。
He just says, not yet.
耶稣说还没有到。
And then he goes on to say, you'll receive power and you'll be my witnesses from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria to the ends of the earth.
这是耶稣告诉他们说，你们要领受圣灵，然后你们要为我做见证，从耶路撒冷到世界各地去。
Okay. Now what happened when the Holy Spirit was poured out was that there's one stream of God's work, and that's the Jewish work. That's the work among the Jewish people.
所以我刚才讲的那两条路，就圣灵降临以后，第一个就是降临在犹太人的身上。
Okay. This is the Jews, this is the chosen people, them coming to salvation, them restoring the kingdom to Israel. That's what that is. That's one stream.
Yeah. 所以呢，耶稣基督让以色列复活的方式并不是建立以色列国，马上建立一个以色列国，而是呢，让他们经历圣灵以后，让他们重生得救，让他们在犹太人当中建立上帝的国，就在他们生命里面。
Okay, but the other stream has to do with the non-Jewish world, the Gentile world.
然后另外一条，我刚才讲的另外一条很重要的路是什么呢？是圣灵同时也降临在那些非犹太人，就是这些外邦人身上。
Okay.
让外邦人同样可以领受圣灵。
Now that's us.
那就是我们。
Okay, this is the gospel going from Jerusalem, Samaria, Judea, to where? To the ends of the earth.
所以这就是耶稣所说的传福音，从耶路撒冷犹太人开始，然后到犹太全地也是犹太人，然后到撒玛利亚就不是犹太人了，然后直到地极，这些都是外邦人了。
Okay, now, 地极, the ends of the earth, that's Rome. That's the Greek world. That's the Chinese world.
Yeah. 所以那个地极的意思就是世界的每一个地方，包括以前的罗马帝国，后来好多的希腊帝国等等，甚至包含中国，还有包含中国人，都在耶稣基督的计划里面。
And so,these two streams have been going for 2,000 years.
而这两条路线呢，已经经历了2000年。
Now, the part that we're not very familiar with is the Jewish side.
我们比较不熟悉的就是犹太人这条路。
Okay. But there are signs, unprecedented signs, that God is fulfilling this restoring the kingdom to Israel.
但是我在这里告诉我们诸位，很有趣的一点，就是在过去的2000年里面，神的工作在犹太人当中，而且犹太人的复国已经成就了。
Okay, now some of you were just recently in Israel. I think、yeah. you took a trip there.
我们记不记得在两三个月以前，我们有一群弟兄姐妹从神学院到以色列去拜访。
And you experienced something that was just amazing.It is Jews who are believing in Jesus and worshiping him, Jesus.
你有没有去？有没有注意？我们当中有很多人到以色列去的时候，发现一个很奇妙的事情：有好多犹太人，他们开始相信耶稣，而且他们也敬拜耶稣，尊耶稣基督为他们的弥赛亚。
Now.That has only happened over the last 100 years, 150 years.
你知道那是最近这一百年里面才发生的事情，以前没有。
The fact that they stay Jewish but receive Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, that is a miracle.
你知道吗？犹太人在最近开始接纳耶稣成为他们的弥赛亚，但是他们还是犹太人，他们能够做这种事情。那就是一个神迹。
Okay, that, and also, you saw how so many people now are living in Israel.
所以你可以看到在以色列有好多不同的人去住在那里。
Okay, that is the first great sign that Jesus is coming back, and that it's the end times. That's the first sign.
请你记得，这是犹太人的复国，还有犹太人的回归，认识耶稣。那是一个很大的记号，告诉我们说耶稣快来的记号了。
Now there's a second sign.
第二个记号。
And that is the Gentiles. That's us.
第二个教就是外邦人，就是我们。
Now, again and again, well, in Matthew, it says that the good news of the kingdom of God will be proclaimed to the nations, and then the end will come.
Yeah, 你有没有看到我们在马太福音刚才24章的最后一节15节说什么呢？ 耶稣说，当耶稣的福音传遍天下的时候呢，然后呢，传到世界各国的时候，耶稣说什么呢？末期就到。No,
that right there is already beginning to happen.
请我们记得这些事情，这些纪要已经在我们当中发生了。
One of the great gifts of the internet is right now there are people watching this from different parts of the world.
Yeah, 你有没有注意到现在那个网络非常厉害，随时什么事情发生，什么地方发生的，全世界都知道。Okay,
the whole world is now hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
现在全世界 没有一个地方大概没有听到福音的，没有了。Okay,
and I'm convinced that we're at the beginnings of a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's been happening here, and this gospel is going to continue to go out.
所以我在这里要告诉我们诸位，不久以后圣灵会大大的降临在我们当中，让更多人认识耶稣。 而且那是一个大丰收的时期呢，世界会更多人被耶稣基督吸引。Okay,
this is happening right now.
这是正在发生的事情。Those
are signs that the end is getting close.
这就是在让我们知道，跟耶稣基督再来的时间已经不远了。Okay,
but we also read, particularly in the book of Matthew, in chapter 24. We read about all these terrible things that were going to happen.
但是你有没有发现，耶稣在马太福音刚才我们所念的圣经里面24章里面，好的事情就是福音要变传，但是里面有不好的事情，战争，还有瘟疫，还有一些乱七八糟的事情也不断在发生。
Now, I think that if you go, we read that, but people, these things are happening now.
Yeah, 这些事情就是每一天在发生。
You're going to hear of wars and rumors of wars.
你会听到战争跟打仗的风声。
Okay, right now we have a war in Europe with Russia and Ukraine.
现在我们听到的就是在乌克兰跟苏俄的打仗，那个风声很大。
The people who are older like me.
那一个比较老的人像我们呢，
know from our parents what happened last time there was a war in the middle of Europe.
你知道欧洲什么时候有战争呢？ 是我们的前一代的长辈他们讲的，说在他们的时代有。
Okay, it became World War II.
那是第二次世界大战。
It was a disaster.
那是非常可怕而且乱七八糟的。
And right now in Asia, there's also rumors of war.
但是请我们记得，你如果去看亚洲，那个战争的声音有没有？ Okay. 风声有没有？
When was the last time we had Asian nations about to fight each other?
那你请问亚洲在什么时候以前？ 在什么时候有打仗过？
Well, that was World War II. That's when the Japanese invaded China.
就是二次大战的时候，日本人侵略中国的时候，不是吗？
This was a terrible time.
那是非常可怕的时候。
Okay, so we're seeing in our history the similar kind of conflict right now.
过去我们所听到的那种战争的风声呢，现在我们已经逐渐不但听到，而且看到了。Okay,
there's also persecution going on.
而且有很多的压迫的事情都发生了。
Not just in China, not just in Islamic countries, but beginning here in America.
你知道我们总以为那些压迫的事情是在非洲或者是在回教国家或者在中国，没有，现在在美国已经开始了。
I'll be honest, one reason why it took so long for our building to be approved was because the liberals, the people who don't believe that Christianity or religion is important, were persecuting us, were trying to block us.
我举一个最简单的例子，我们耶稣山庄怎么搞了十几二十年还没有弄好，你知道什么原因吗？当中里面的原因就是我们要申请这个申请那个时候，那个官员里面有好多不是基督徒，他们认为教会不应该有这种东西，所以呢他们尽他们的可能就要拦阻破坏。
And finally, and I won't say too much, God removed one of these people.
但是我们感谢主哈，那些官员有一些被移掉了。
And put in a person that, who I had already prayed for, who knows the work we're doing and supports the work.
当那些人被换掉以后，有一些是好的基督徒，他们知道我们所做的是合神心意的东西，他们在支持着。
Okay, right now in America, but also in England and also in Canada,
同样的，不是就在美国而已，英国跟加拿大也一样。
We're facing terrible deception.
我们现在所面对的是一个很大的欺骗、谎言。
I mean, look at the transgender movement.
比如说变性这个运动。
Okay. Now, I have great compassion for people who are confused.Sexually and have struggles. I understand. Okay.
我了解，我了解，有一些人呢，因为环境的原因，因为什么原因呢？他们被搅和了，他们不知道他们的性别什么了。那些人真的有可怜哈。
But this is going beyond that. This is going to become a movement that's deceiving people and destroying people.
但是我在这里告诉我们诸位，那个背后带着一个很可怕的谎言。那个什么的魔鬼的谎话在背后做欺骗人的工作，这是很可怕的事情，继续在发生。
There's another movement.
另外还有一个运动。
It goes under Save the Planet.
有一个计划，不是现在我们叫做哦，我们要绿色，要拯救这个地球的计划，有没有
？Save the Planet. What does that really mean?
你说要拯救地球，这个地球。那是什么意思？
Well, we need to take care of the environment, I agree.
当然我同意，就是我们要把我们的环境弄好。
We need to take care of global warming and all this. Yes, yes, I understand. Yes, yes.
是这个空气很不好，或者这个环境很不好，我们需要洁净，我们需要有好的环境，需要整理，对。
But to save the planet, people are saying,Well, we have way too many people here. We need to reduce down to 500 million people.
所以你知道吗？这个计划里面有一个很可怕的计划，说哦，人太多了，我们减少一点，五十亿就好了。
Okay, that is the wrong approach. It should be save humanity. Save, that's what the Bible's about. Save humanity.And that will also include saving the planet.
你知道吗？圣经里面告诉我们说，你要拯救人，跟同样你要拯救这个世界一样。但是呢，那个里面没有冲突，但是现在故意把它造成冲突的现象。
That we are in the midst of terrible deceptions that are about to destroy humanity.
所以在那种谎言之下。说要拯救这个世界，拯救人类，不要太多人。
Okay.
其实就是要毁灭更多人。
Now I'm sorry if I'm offended people, but it's true. Go look deep at these ideologies.
请我们记得那一种意识形态是非常可怕的。所以我们如果有人在那边吹或者鼓吹这种观念跟思想的时候，很容易我们，特别是很多人就很容易被欺骗。
No.Now, what do we do with all of this?
那我们怎么办呢？
Okay. It's real easy just to get discouraged.
我们很容易就被沮丧了，就没有被鼓励了。
Okay. It's real easy to become passive.
而且我们就觉得啊，算了吧。
In fact, there are many Christians who say, oh, look, it's the end of the world.
有些人说啊，我们就住在这个世界上，就让他这样走吧。
Okay, what's going to happen is God's going to do everything. These bad things are going to happen. I can't do anything about it. So let's just live life.
有些人就说，哎呀，算了吧。反正上帝在掌权，所以呢，交给上帝就好了，我什么都不管了，因为这个世界本来就会这个样子。
Okay, I think there are many Christians who think like that.
我们其实有很多基督徒用这种方式，其实是在麻醉自己。
Or a lot of people get into fear.
而且呢，有一些人因为这样子就产生惧怕。
We're afraid to live life. We're afraid to have children. We're afraid to do things.
所以有一些人就哎呀，世界这么糟糕，所以不要结婚了，不要生孩子了。这些呢，世界这么乱，多生孩子来这个世界痛苦干什么呢？
I don't think that's the right attitude.
请我们记得，这些都是错误的观念。
Now, the reason is this.
理由是什么呢？
Jesus has revealed to us.
因为耶稣基督向我们显明的是什么？
These signs that he may be coming.
耶稣其实告诉我们说，这些不好的记号，这些乱七八糟的事情会来。
Is not because everything is fixed like fate or like everything is predetermined.
Okay, 请我们记得，我们不是那个什么呢？不是所有的事情本来就会发生，所以发生，所以因为这样子呢，你就任他走，这叫什么呢？听天由命的观念，那是错误的。
But rather, he is invited us to take part in stopping the bad things from happening.
其实耶稣事先告诉我们有这些问题，乃是要邀请我们参与跟黑暗的权势。跟邪恶一起征战，而且为了拯救更多人，要阻止黑暗的权势在我们当中所做的邪恶的势力。
See, we believe, I believe that Jesus calls us through intercession, through our prayers, to prevent those terrible things from happening.
换一句话说，那是基督徒的责任。我们有权利，我们有权柄去祷告，而且求主跟我们同在的时候，阻止这些不好的事情，而且能够帮助更多人能够被拯救过来，那是我们基督徒的责任。
And we are called to take part in partaking the gospel to the ends of the earth.
而且我们有责任，因为耶稣说，我的福音要传遍全世界，传遍所有的地方，那是我们基督徒的责任。
Okay, now let me point to you.And the chapter verses that we just read in the book of Acts.
所以我们刚才，比如说我们刚才所读的那个使徒行传第四章。
Okay. What's happened is the church is in a very bad situation.
在里面，在当时使徒行传那个时候，教会面对非常大的挑战，教会当时的情况非常不好。
They.Were being persecuted.
他们被压迫了。
The government was against them.
当时的政府反对他们。
They were getting killed.
使徒们被抓被杀。
Okay. And so what did they do?
那当时的基督徒，当时的使徒怎么办呢？
Did they sit there in fear and say, oh no, we can't do anything?
他们是不是说哎呦这个事情不得了，所以也算了吧，我们就躲在山上，我们就传福音，我们就不必传福音，我们就在这里修炼自己就好了，有没有，是不是这样子？
No, what they did was that they said, Hey, Lord,
你不知道他们的祷告什么呢？哦，主啊，
Pay attention to their threats.
他们祷告说：“主啊，请你注意看这些官员、这些政府、这些君王对我们所做的逼迫，请你注意。
”You see, pay attention to Herod representing the Jewish people and to Pilate representing the Gentiles.
Yeah, 说主啊，请你注意看那个希律王怎么样逼迫罗马哎那个犹太人，还有呢，你看那个。那个比拉多，这个代表罗马帝国，怎么样逼迫基督徒
？In other words, they're saying, "Lord, deal with those threats."
那个意思是什么呢？主啊，请你注意，而且请你处理他们的问题。
Remove them,
甚至把他们挪开
，because they're getting in the way of us fulfilling the gospel.
因为他们成为我们传福音的拦阻。
And then they pray, Lord,
然后他们祷告说，主啊，
empower us, fill us with the Holy Spirit,
让我们得着能力，求圣灵充满我们，
so that we can preach your gospel with boldness.
所以呢，让我们得着能力，勇敢地去宣扬你的福音。
And Lord,
而且说，主啊，
move in signs and wonders.
而且将什么呢？神迹奇事赏赐给我们。
Now you know what God did.
你知道上帝做什么呢
？He answered those prayers.
他回答他们的祷告。
Do you know what happened to King Herod?
你知道后来那个希律王怎么了
？If you go read the rest of the Bible, it turns out that God killed King Herod.
你有没有注意看到希律王不久？上帝差派一只虫啊，把他咬死了。
He said, he sent an angel who struck him, and he was it's an awful, awful term. He was eaten by worms.
你知道吗？其实圣经说，神差派一个天使打击他，然后有一只虫就咬死他了。
Okay, God removed Herod.
神把这个暴君就挪走了。
And what happened to Pilate?
然后你知道。比拉多怎么了
？It's not in the Bible.
虽然圣经里面没有说比拉多的后果。
But in history, it turned out that Pilate had disobeyed Roman law.
你知道，圣经里面没有说比拉多的后果，但是历史上面告诉我们说，比拉多后来他违反罗马的律法。
And what he did was he killed the Samaritans without a fair trial.
而且呢？他杀死很多的那个撒玛利亚人，而且呢是不公平的对待他们。
And so he went back to Rome, and he was forced to commit suicide.
他被调回罗马首都以后呢，被迫自杀。
And what happened to the disciples? They were filled with the Spirit. They spoke the word with boldness.
你知道当时的使徒他们怎么样？勇敢的继续往前走，传扬福音。
And the gospel went forward.
所以你知道福音从那个时候开始往整个世界传去。
The church grew worldwide.
教会到处被建立，教会成立，传福音。
We're in the same situation.
今天我们就同样的在这个同样的情况之下。
Already there's persecution.
我在告诉我们诸位，我们已经到处都有对基督徒的逼迫。
Already the nations are about to clash.
我们在这里也看到国家跟国家之间也在争吵着、矛盾着，将来要战争会爆发的。
Already we're experiencing, even in America, opposition to the Church of Jesus Christ.
包括在美国这个以基督教立国的国家，现在开始。在对基督徒、对教会产生很大的逼迫。
Yep, those may be the signs of the end. Maybe.
所以我在这里我说，这些都是可能耶稣再来一个很清楚的印证。
But our role is not to say, okay, it's all bad. I'm just going to go hide. No, it's not that.
请我们记得哈，我们不要说，哎呀，这个世界这么乱，哎呀，我们就躲藏起来吧，我们就躲在山上，我们自己去盖一个房子住在那里，然后我们与世无争，我们就这样是这样对吗
？No, it's not.
当然不对。
Rather, the Lord is calling us to say, to pray, Lord, look at those threats.
请我们好不好学习这个使徒当时的祷告说，主啊，请你看他们怎么样对待我们。
And we're praying right now against the threats in China, in China, in Asia, in the conflict there.
我们可以祷告说，主啊，请你注意，进入看，无论在中国也好，在东南亚也好，在欧洲也好，有这么大的冲突，还有在美国有这么大的肮脏的事情，主啊，请你看。
And Lord, look at the threats right here in America.
而且看在美国这个地方对基督徒的威胁。
And actually, they're even worse in Canada.
加拿大更糟糕。
We have lots of PRMI people in Canada. It's crazy what they're doing, what they're experiencing there.
我们
even worse.
我们有很多我们 PRMI 的弟兄姐妹在加拿大，他们说、okay. 哇，加拿大越来越乱。
And so.What we do then is we say, Lord, look upon their threats. We pray and we cry out to God, and then we say, empower us, Lord, right now to do your work, to live our life for you. That's what we're called to do.
请我们记得，我们说，主啊，请你看这些事情，但是不是只有请主看而已？我们还要下去祷告说，主啊，请你加强我们的能力，给我们从上头来的权柄。圣灵充满我们，让我们能够突破，而且继续为耶稣的缘故把福音传出去，帮助这个世界能够胜过黑暗的权势，那是我们基督徒在这个时代必须有的祷告。
Now, I'll be honest for myself. Sometimes I have had to deal with fear, a lot of fear.
坦白讲，我在这里要告诉我们诸位哈，我不是像你们想象说我是一个随时都很勇敢的人，其实我自己本身也要对付我心里面的那种惧怕。
I mean, sometimes, particularly after watching the news, and I study, I listen to news from Asia, from all over the world. I know a lot what's going on.
你知道，当我读圣经，然后看世界的新闻，亚洲的、欧洲的、美洲的，嘿，真的会让我们害怕。
Yeah, and honestly, I've been very afraid of things.
坦白讲，我也会怕。
You know, I'm afraid that something bad is going to happen to Taiwan.
我也很担心有一天台湾就会出事。
I'm afraid that North Korea is going to send a rocket or attack South Korea.
我也很担心有一天那个北朝鲜呢，会发射什么东西就到南韩去。
Okay, there are lots of things to be afraid of.
有很多事情很可能发生、okay. 这些事情有疯狂的事情随时都会发生。
But I believe Jesus tells us this.
但是我相信耶稣基督告诉我们这样的话。
Okay, in John chapter 16 verse 33.
约翰福音16章
Okay.
16.
Chapter 16, verse 33. Jesus has told them
32节
about some bad things that are going to be happening.
在约翰福音第十六章三十二节，耶稣讲了一件事情，说：“看哪、啊，时候将到，且是已经到了。你们要分散，各归自己的地方去，留下我独自一人。其实我不是独自一人，因为有父与我同在。”
Then he goes on to say.I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have trouble and suffering, but take courage. I have conquered or overcome the world.
但是三十三节最美的意思就是说，我将这些事告诉你们，你们是要叫你们在我里面有平安，在世界你们有苦难。但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
Now, that is a word of hope. It's a word for us to have courage.
弟兄姊妹，那就是我们希望跟勇气的来源，是在耶稣基督里面。
I mean, Jesus is the only way to have peace in the world.Where there is no peace.
耶稣基督乃是和平之君，只有在他里面 有真正的平安，真正的和平，真正的和平在耶稣基督里面会带给这个不和平的世界。
I mean, what's the worst that can happen to you?
最恶劣的情况发生会怎么样呢？
You can get killed.
可能就是你会死掉。
You can die.
可能你会被杀。
But Jesus has overcome the power of death.
但是耶稣基督说他已经胜过死亡了。
You can come under bondage that will quench your spirit and destroy your freedom.
你可能会被抓，然后呢，失去自由，或者被捆绑的好厉害。
But Jesus gives us freedom.
但是耶稣基督说，我给你自由。
And I'm convinced that if we completely trust Jesus, if we completely love him,
所以我在这里鼓励我们弟兄姊妹，当你全然的爱耶稣，全然的相信耶稣基督的时候，你会不一样。
And 100% commit to following him,
当你愿意百分之百的跟随耶稣基督的时候，
then not only will we not be afraid,
你不但不会惧怕，
but the God himself, Jesus, God the Father,will work through us to defeat these terrible things.
你相不相信？当你相信在耶稣基督的里面，我们的阿爸父神可以赏赐给你从上头来的能力跟权柄，去打破、胜过那些肮脏污秽的权势，让他们不能够对你怎么样。
And he will use us as he's used us all through history.
所以让我们记得耶稣今天可以使用我们，就这样像在过去的历史里面他使用一群忠心爱主的人成就奇妙的事一样。
So that we will overcome the world, will overcome the evil,
所以我们能够胜过邪恶。
And when Jesus Christ comes back, yes, it will be glorious,
yes. 耶稣会来，我们感谢主，那是荣耀的时刻，对。
And we will have life abundant, everlasting, and death, sickness, but also all the misery and pain that the devil wants to bring on humanity will not come.
所以请我们记得哈，纵使在耶稣还没有来之前，黑暗的权势继续让我们面对死亡，面对痛苦，面对疾病，面对问题，一大堆一直来。但是请你记得，当你在耶稣基督里面，你相信他的时候，你在他的里面，他要带你不但胜过这些，而且得胜有余，让你的生命不再一样，可以进入永远在他里面的祝福。
So let's have courage.
所以求主帮助我们，给我们有信心跟勇气。
And the only way to do that is through Jesus Christ.
你能够得到这些唯一的方法就是相信耶稣基督在你生命里面的带领。
Because he has overcome the world.
因为他已经胜了这个世界。
Let's pray for that. Lead us in a prayer.
我们一起祷告。主啊，我们到你的圣宝座前来向你献上感恩，因为你胜了这个世界。你告诉我们说这个世界有苦难，但是你已经胜过了这个世界。凡是在你里面的，我们就是得胜者。主啊，求你就帮助，虽然我们看到这个世界越来越乱，很多我们没有办法想象的事情都在发生，欺骗谎言到处飞，而且肮脏污秽乱乱的在每一个地方在做搅和的工作，但是我们求主帮助，让我们定睛仰望那一位创始成终爱我们到底的耶稣基督。求你帮助我们，带领我们，扶持我们。Lord, we thank you for this wonderful time that we can have this message. We thank you for your promise that you will be with us. When we trust you, when we follow you, although we are going to face a lot of difficulties, but these things in you will be something that we can overcome. And we will receive the eternal life and we will be blessed. Thank you, Lord. We ask you to transform our lives and take away the fear. so that we help us to focus on our Lord Jesus Christ, then everything will be okay. Although sometimes we need to face difficulties, sometimes we even face the strait of life, but help us focus on our Lord Jesus Christ, and everything will be okay. Help us and grant us the Holy Spirit to guide us to move on to honor Jesus Christ in our lives. We praise you and we honor you. In Jesus Christ we pray. 奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
那大家站起来来唱这首诗。Let's all stand up and sing this song.
直到你爱释放我。
过一个似是而非，或者好像是基督徒又不是基督徒的样式。主啊，改变我们的生命，我们不再一样，求主赐福恩待充满每一位弟兄姊妹，现在站在你面前的，我们就这样宣告，求主带领。
So Lord Jesus, we stand before you and we declare that we want to follow you with our heart. Lord, we recognize and we hear that the world around us may be in trial and in chaos. But Lord, it does not faze us because we recognize one thing within us. Lord, we have the peace of Christ in us. And through your spirit, we have the spirit of peace. And Lord, so as we stand before us in this world, let us be the light in the darkness. And so we declare in this moment that, Lord, in those moments when you call us to go, we will go. When you call us to stay, we will stay. As we call us to pray, we will pray. Lord, we will hear you, receive you, and do what you called us to do, Lord. So may we at this day forward no longer be people who are numbed and apathetic, but may we be people of boldness, Lord, with courage, Lord. May we go out and speak the truth and speak in life against the principalities of this world. And we declare today, Lord, we choose to follow you in all circumstances. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 好，我们再来祷告第二件事情啊。主啊，求你帮助我不要成为一个迟到的基督徒。帮助我对信仰是带着真诚的心，让我真的不要成为在你的国度里面是被落掉的人。主，求你就帮助我们所有的弟兄姊妹对信仰有执着，而且那是真诚的事情。求主帮助我们的生命不再一样，盼望下个礼拜做礼拜的时候，很多弟兄姊妹提早来等候耶稣，不是让耶稣等候我们。主啊，求你摸着我们眉心，让我们不再一样。神的恩典大大充满在我们当中，谢谢你，奉耶稣基督圣名。
Amen. So the second thing we want to pray over you is that you will no longer be followers that are lukewarm or numb or in fear, but we will be actual followers that will follow Jesus with fullness. So we pray that after today, may we no longer be followers of Christ that are tardy, that are going to come here and arrive on their own time, but may we start to have a priority and a focus, that may the Lord be our ultimate in our lives, and may His presence, His calling, His words be our primary guidance in all the things that we do from now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. 好，请坐。
Let's be seated.
我在这里要请问一下，我们很多年轻人在这里，每一次很多年轻人在这里，我都很高兴。请问我们做爸爸妈妈的，你愿不愿意在神的面前说，主啊，让我记得每一天为我的孩子祝福，让我成为我们孩子的祝福，让他们能够比我们更好，来为耶稣做见证。如果你有这个负担的，你如果做爸爸妈妈的，请你站起来。
So we ask the parents to rise, who we're always excited to see every month we get to see our young generation come up and worship with us. And we want to challenge you again, ask you every morning, every day, would you extend the blessing of God to the next generation? For they will do greater things than we will do. And they're living in the trenches, as Dr. Long said. We are getting old. We'll phase out. But they are going to live life longer in this trial and tribulation. Will we be the blessing to them and choose today to stand before and say, yes, I will bless them?
好，请你们跟我一起宣告，我们就中文哈，然后等一下那个江牧师帮我翻译成英语，然后等一下要问你的年轻人哈。OK， 我们一起来祷告，我们就把手举起来。主，请我们弟兄姊妹跟我一起祷告。主，我把手举起来，我愿意用你给我的手来祝福我的孩子，每一天为他们祷告，让他们可以成为神国的精兵。帮助我们做父母的，尽我们最大的本分，求主赐福他们，求主垂听我们的祷告，让我们的孩子没有一个是落掉的，不在神的国度里面。盼望我们的孩子每一个 都是你国度的精兵强将，荣耀主的圣名，谢谢主，奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。 OK, you translate.
So gracious Lord, we lift up our hands that you have given us to bless our next generation. We ask that we would pray for them on a daily, and we would really rise them up to be followers of Jesus, to be good leaders of our kingdom, and may their blessings really bring tenfold of all we do. So Lord, I pray that in every moment in our time, every morning, as we rise, as we awake, may we bless them and give them all that we have so that they will continue doing the good works ahead on our behalf. So we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. 请坐。